Ladies and gentlemen, the man who will either make or break the weekend with his forecast, ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you the man who brings you Mother's Day, Pat Pagano.
Well, thank you very much for that, Marshall. But let me tell you, depending on where you are, will either make or break the bank.
Well, you know where I'm going to be. I want to know about New Jersey first before we hear about our weather up here.
You're going in the wrong direction.
I've been doing that my whole life, Pat.
Today will be a beautiful day. Partly to mostly sunny, breezy, 70 to 75. It will cloud up tonight, 45 to 50. And for tomorrow, here and New Jersey, cloudy with periods of rain and even a thunderstorm. Here we're in the mid-50s. New Jersey, you're in the 60s. Then Mother's Day. Clouds and showers in the morning, but then brightening here. And I think you'll get the sun coming out. And we'll be in the 60s, but not in New Jersey. It stays in the 60s. And if it doesn't shower, there'll be mist and drizzle. Monday, cloudy, scattered showers and a thunderstorm, mid-70s. Next week looks very unappetizing. Humidity comes back. There'll be unsettled weather from time to time. It just does not look pretty. That's all I can tell you.
All right. So now, so the weather doesn't sound that bad for up here. Now, is it going to be in New Jersey? Is it going to be off and on showers? And are they going to be heavy, or are they just going to be, you know, just regular showers?
No, they'll be off and on, and some of the rain could be heavy there, and there could be thunderstorms as well.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Well, so and up here, it's not quite as bad.
No. That's what I said. You're going in the wrong direction.
Well, hey, you know what I did last night? We'll forget about the weather for a second. I didn't watch the Yankee game. I watched the Black Panther.
Oh, a lot of people have seen that. And the mixed reviews on that said it's okay. It's not great. What did you think?
I loved it.
You loved it.
What I loved it about is it was a shoot 'em up, bang up movie, okay? But they, all Marvel films, and what's great about, they established the characters in the background, and it really was well done. And it was really, really well done, the way they established the plot line, the way they established all the characters. And then the fun began. You know, I mean, somebody gets killed in it, of course, but because that's, you know, you wouldn't have an exciting movie like that. But then the fun begins of the movie, and I like that. I like when all the Marvel films, the way they establish their characters, is amazing to me. So if you so if you know, it's not shoot 'em up, bang up right from the beginning, okay? But because they establish all the characters, but it's really good, and I love the way it ended. It ended with you ready for episode two.
Two. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you told me. If I get a chance this weekend, I'll try to watch that, and I'll report back to you.
I was surprised it was available on you know, you can buy it on Amazon and Netflix. I was already, but I guess because the movie's doing so good that they released it on the networks, you know, on those networks early.
Yeah, you kind of wondered today, because you can get your hands on it so easily, you kind of wonder if it's even worth it going to the movies. But a lot of people like the fact that, you know, you got the big screen, surround sound, you have popcorn, you have pretzels.
Well, I have a 70-inch screen and surround sound, but if you were to see this in a movie theater,
yeah,
it'd have been spectacular. And if it had been in 3D, if it had been an IMAX or something like that, you would have probably died.
Right. And that's really the difference. So thank goodness for that. While you're talking about that, I have a memory stick. And I tried this already. And I put it into my smart TV. Because on the memory stick are the pictures of before and after when we moved into the house.
Yep.
And I wanted to show the family this weekend. Some of them are not oriented properly. I could not figure out how I could.
You mean they're upside down?
Either upside down or, you know, horizontal, okay. And they have to be vertical.
Go into the file and just, you can, it's Windows, right?
No, this is a smart TV.
No, but the files are Windows files.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if they're a Windows file.
You should be able to click on them and change it before you send them to the before you put them on the stick. See which way each one is.
Oh, I don't have them. These were done by our contractor, and what he did is he must have put it on his computer, and then he before he left, he gave me the memory stick and he said, "Here are all the before and after pictures of your house."
Yeah, when you stick it in your computer.
Oh, so go into the computer before the TV. Gotcha.
That's right. And you'll know which one. Take that stick, that memory stick, and download it to your computer.
Right.
All right. And then put it in the TV. And then watch the TV. And each picture that you got to adjust, just rotate it on your computer and then send it. Even if it looks wrong on your computer, it'll be right on the TV.
Well, how am I doing that? Oh, you want me to download the file on the computer?
On your computer,
You don't want me. Well, if I put the stick into the computer and call it up, can I just rectify it that way?
Yeah,
that's right. But I have to download it.
No.
That's rectify it and then put it back to the stick.
But it might show up correctly on the stick, is what I'm saying. Not on the TV. But try it first by putting the stick in your computer and see if they're off. If they're off, then you just have to click on them and rotate them.
Right. And then save what I did.
Yep.
And it'll be saved on the stick and then put it into the TV. Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Marshall solved another problem. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I have to bring up something else. I have to tell you this. I didn't tell you yesterday, but the GFS is our only computer model that goes out through 15 days. Yep. That's the American model. All the other models go out through 10 days. Now, since Monday, the GFS has been indicating a major hurricane hitting Florida for Memorial Day weekend. Now, I wasn't mentioned. Why would I mention it on Monday? It's the first time it surfaced.
Yeah.
This thing will just disappear. Well, run after run after run after run, it's not. And it didn't disappear today either. And it's still they're still saying this is a hit for Florida. So now I'm getting a little concerned. I mean, the GFS sometimes is able to pull this off, but this would fall on Memorial Day weekend, folks.
And where would it? Where in Florida?
West Coast.
Please, and no one else is talking about it, Pat.
Because everybody's probably scratching their head and saying that the GFS is out to lunch. It's how many days away? Well, you're looking at the 26th, and today is what, the 11th. So, you're 15 days away. 15 days away, and they're saying, that'll change, blah, 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 blah. But I think, when a model does this 5 days in a row, if it doesn't disappear by Monday, this coming Monday, then we'll have to start paying close attention. But if it disappears this Monday, continues to appear Monday, then we're really, really going to have to take a hard look at this. I have a lot of friends and relatives down there, so I'm very concerned about it.
All right, the West Coast.
Yep, that's what they're saying now. Now, that could change a million times, I mean, the fact is, will there be a hurricane? Uh-huh. And will it be in that vicinity? So we'll keep you posted.
And what would the name of the hurricane be?
Alberto.
Alberto.
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe Alberto will skirto Florida.
Yes, like I am right now.
Pato, we'll speak to you on Monday.
Okay, happy Mother's Day to all our moms.
All right, yep. Okay, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye, Marcia.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast, talking about possibly the first hurricane of the season for Memorial Day for Florida on the West Coast. We'll see what happens.